The English phrase I wanted to explain was OTT, which is three letters, which stands for over the top. And it comes from when you fill a glass too full and the water goes over the top. So in England, people say over the top. And sometimes they just use the letters O-T-T. And it means when there is more of something than you would expect. When I filled my glass, I put in more water than you would expect, and it went over the top. So that is OTT. It's more than you would expect. And this Bible story that Jesus told has two people in it who are OTT, over the top. The son is over the top bad. He does some very bad things. And you might read the story and think, he's not so bad. But in the time that it was written, 2,000 years ago, he was very bad. Let me explain. I have some pictures. They are very simple. I thought of using classical works of art, but I couldn't find all the pictures I needed. So a father has two sons, but one of them asks for all of his inheritance, all that the father would give him when he died. Now, in those ancient times, to ask for such a thing was like saying to your father, I wish you were dead, so I could have all that I am owed and I can live my life away from you. Such an awful thing to do was punishable in a very severe way. You could be punished for such awful behavior. It is shocking, awful behavior. So the son does wrong. He goes to a foreign land. He spends all of his money with lots of wine and all sorts of good times, and then discovers that he has none left. And so this was seen as another very bad thing. To have a lot and to waste it was seen as very bad, because many people do not have a lot. Finally, the son goes and hires himself to someone who is not a Jewish person, and he works with pigs. And as you can see on your little sheet, he breaks two laws, because the Jewish law says, do not hire yourself to someone who is not a Jew. And it says, do not work with pigs. So this young man, who was Jewish, broke two laws. The people who listened to this story, when Jesus told it, were Jewish. They would have been very shocked. But perhaps they would have been more shocked by what the father did. If your son or daughter acted in an awful way, there were special things you could do to welcome them back. They had to come to you and apologize. You would wait for them and maybe sit down. There would be many other people there to see all that went on. It was a very severe and frightening thing to do if you wanted to come and say sorry. But the father is shocking. He is over the top in his goodness, in his love. Over the top. Firstly, he runs to meet his son. When he sees his son in the distance, he runs to meet him with his arms open wide. And we read that he puts his arms around him and he kisses him. So the forgiveness is there straight away. How wonderful. Then what does the father do? The father recognizes that his son is truly sorry. His son begins to apologize, but does not finish all he had planned to say. The father welcomes him and realizes he is truly sorry. And then the father puts a robe on him and really welcomes him. He brings new things and helps him to start his life new and fresh and forgiven. It is wonderful. And Jesus told this simple story and said, that is about you, and it is about your Father in heaven, God. This is the message of the story. Because we do many things wrong. We think things wrong. We say things wrong. We do things wrong. And we must realize that this spoils our relationship with our Father God. But when we come to our senses, when we wake up and realize that we must say sorry to God, that He calls us to return to Him, when we do this, God runs to meet us. His arms are open wide. He kisses us. He welcomes us. He forgives us. He restores us. You will see on this little sheet that I gave you, there are some words where I've said the Bible tells us that God is like the Father in Jesus' story. You can see there it says the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. Is that your God? Is this the God that you know? Jesus came to say, this is God. This is who He is. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against Him. This is God, says Jesus. And God gave Jesus to pay for all that we do wrong. This is a very important part of the Christian faith, at the very heart of it. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. And we read in one of the letters in the Bible But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Sin is what we think and say and do that is wrong. So the Bible says simply that God is like the Father in this story, and that he longs to meet with you. Jesus Christ came to tell everyone this wonderful news, and he came to heal our relationship with God, to make us friends with God once again. The things that we do wrong deserve punishment. Jesus took all of that punishment upon himself. This is wonderful. And the first time I heard about this, I was 19. And I thought, this is wonderful. And I wanted Jesus to come into my life. And I wanted to receive all of the lovely things. I wanted the Father to hug me and kiss me and make me right with him. It was good to hear that. I pray that today you have an opportunity to think about the message of the story. It is a simple message. We all do wrong, but there is forgiveness if we turn and ask for it and come to God through his Son, Jesus Christ. That is the message. Very easy. If you want to read more, we have lots of these which are New Testaments. They're in English, so I am sorry, those of you from all around the world, that I'm doing just what Henning then said I shouldn't do, which is everything in English. I wish I spoke more languages. But if you would like to read more, this is here, and we would love to give you these for free to study and to think more about what we have said. And the message of the Christian faith is explained very clearly in the front. Also, in our lunch, we are going to have a chance to talk to people who know Jesus, who are followers of Jesus. So if you have any questions, talk to me, talk to any of the CIO team, and it will be our joy, our real joy, to explain what we have found in Jesus. I was 19 when I became a Christian. Before I became a Christian, I had some Christian friends. And I am very glad that you, here today, have met some Christian friends and that they have invited you here. My Christian friends had peace, had joy, had wisdom, and they had such a lovely way about them. I became envious, and I said, I want this. And they said to me, you can have it. The Father is ready to welcome you, to open his arms, and to welcome you home. I pray that that message will be clear today.